You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the bulletin with all the latest on the 5G auction. Telecom operators committed a total of ₹1.45 trillion for spectrum in 5G and other brands on the first day of auctions. However, the amount did not exceed the reserve price in any of the bands. Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the first day proceeds surpassed the government's internal estimates. He also said that the amount garnered is the highest so far, crossing the ₹1.09 trillion received in the 2015 auctions. However, the total quantum of spectrum put up for the auctions in 2015 at reserve price was valued at ₹ 80,000 crore, so the return for the government was higher as it exceeded the base price. In comparison, currently the total value of spectrum on sale is ₹4.3 trillion, and going by the bidding activity, which was at 90%, the maximum jump in value on Wednesday would be around 10%. So not only all the sale will be at reserve price, but a large quantum of spectrum will also remain unsold. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India may expand the disclosure requirements on end use of proceeds for qualified institutional placements, said two people familiar with the matter. At present, issuers seeking the approval of shareholders for a QIP simply provide a broad bucket of the QIP objects when they pass a resolution for the placement. For instance, a company could say that it intends to maintain sufficient liquidity and use the net proceeds of the QIP for general corporate purposes. This could include a wide range of activities such as capital expenditure, long-term working capital, and refinancing, repayment, prepayment of borrowings. The objects given by companies opting for a QIP fundraise are often opaque. SEBI believes that additional disclosures might help bring in more transparency and help shareholders and investors know where and how the funds will be utilized, said a banker, adding that the discussions at SEBI's end are at a preliminary stage. Now some economy news. The International Monetary Fund on Tuesday slashed its global growth projections for 2022 and 2023 and warned of a possible worldwide recession next year. IMF's forecasts come at a time when the US economy has already shrunk by 1.5% in the March quarter, and many fear that growth may have slipped into the negative zone in the June quarter as well. Chances are that the US Federal Reserve rate hikes to check runaway inflation will cause a deeper recession in the world's largest economy by the end of the year or early next year. China's economy is expected to have slowed down in the June quarter from a 4.8% expansion in the previous 3 months, partly due to COVID-related curbs. Downside risks from elevated inflation, tight monetary conditions, and the Ukraine war are adding to the already gloomy and more uncertain global outlook, the IMF said, cautioning that the spike in inflationary pressure, if unchecked, could ultimately trigger recession. Meanwhile, as India takes over the presidency of the G20 grouping in December, it will have the opportunity to drum up consensus on an international strategy on post-pandemic global recovery and inflation control, equity in COVID vaccine access, green financing, digital technology, and cryptocurrency regulations, analysts and official sources told FE. New Delhi will also focus on sustainable living, lifestyle for the environment movement, an initiative championed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to promote a lifestyle that is in sync with the planet, greater cooperation in global supply chain management, and ensuring energy security may also feature in the agenda. However, among its biggest challenges will be to make Russia and the West come to any understanding on a post-Ukraine war world order. In other news, the Supreme Court on Tuesday asked the Centre to seek the Finance Commission's view on whether revenue allocation to states can account for irrational freebies announced by the political parties during election campaigns to entice the voters. A bench led by Chief Justice N.V. Ramana said that it is a serious issue and asked the Centre to file its response on August 3rd. It also asked for suggestions to control these freebies. Senior Counsel Kapil Sibal told the bench that the Finance Commission can take into account debt burden on states due to freebies promised by the political parties. The top court was hearing a PIL by BJP leader Ashwini Kumar Upadhyay seeking a direction to the Election Commission of India to prevent parties from promising or distributing irrational freebies. And finally, here's what early morning cues say about market opening today. The SGX Nifty suggests a negative start for the India indices. L&T, Bajaj Auto, Maruti Suzuki, Ethos, Tata Power are among the stocks in focus today. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.